Saudi Arabia has been widely criticised for being the only country in the world that bans women from driving, despite ambitious government targets to increase their public role, especially in the workforce. But at the United Nations, Saudi Arabia's permanent representative made this unexpected announcement.
You may be interested to know that a few minutes ago, a royal decree has been issued in Saudi Arabia giving women the right to drive. This is a historic day for Saudi society, for men and women, and we can now say at last.
Saudi state television too made the official announcement in the capital, Riyadh.
We refer to the negative consequences of not allowing women to drive and the positive impact of allowing it, taking into consideration the application of and compliance with Sharia regulations. We also refer to the views of the majority of members of the Council of Senior Scholars who deemed women's driving permissible according to Islamic ruling.
Sahar Nassif is in Jeddah and has campaigned actively to allow women to drive and has spoken to the BBC.
Oh, it was a great surprise. My son called me and he said, "Congratulations, Mom." I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "They allowed you to drive." I said, "You're kidding." And I had to put the Saudi channel on to make sure it's true. And then I hang up and I was singing and my mom called and she said, "You heard about it?" I said, "Yes." And I said, "You see, Mom," he said, "don't dream. Well, we dream and we get what we dream."
But while the move has been welcomed, women in the kingdom still face other restrictions. They're bound by law to wear long robes and a headscarf and require the consent of a male guardian for most legal actions. The decision to allow them to drive is being seen as part of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's reform drive, aimed at adapting to a post-oil era. The programme, called Vision 2030, aims to modernise Saudi Arabia and bring it in line with the rest of the world, for example with the modest introduction of entertainment. Some also see it as the kingdom's attempt to rebrand its reputation and mitigate its harsh human rights record. The BBC's security correspondent and Saudi analyst Frank Gardner says while he's not surprised by the timing, it will be a blow to the religious conservatives.
You may think that it's Saudi kings, Saudi monarchs, princes who've been holding women back all these years. It isn't them, it's the religious conservatives. And some of the views that they have expressed as to why women shouldn't drive have upset a lot of people. They've said things like, well, they're too stupid to drive, or it'll burn their ovaries, it'll, very popularly amongst religious conservatives, they say that it will lead to what's called fitna wa dalala, kind of chaos and depravity.
But he also cites another major impact the move will have.
It liberates Saudi women economically because they no longer have to depend on these 800,000 imported chauffeurs from Indonesia, the Philippines, India and other countries. And families can't afford it. You might think that Saudi Arabia, because it is a rich country, that everybody there is rich. They're not. A lot of Saudis really struggle on small budgets and they can't afford this. So this is a huge day for Saudi Arabia and it'll allow women to take part properly in the economy.